Welcome to Meet the Candidate. My guest for this session is Kathy McMorris Rogers, currently serving as representative for the 5th Congressional District. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Glad to have you back in the studio, in the new studio, which you...
Looks great.
Yeah, it's been a big transition with some more space here. Well, this is the Introduce Yourself to Voters, and of course there's new voters every year, so there are people that are not familiar with you. So. Starting with, where did you grow up and go to school, those formative years?
Yes, well, I have deep roots in Eastern Washington. Both sides of my family came out on the Oregon Trail, and my dad's family has been in agriculture ever since. My family owned an orchard and fruit stand in Kettle Falls for 13 years, and that's where I graduated from high school. I feel like agriculture and small businesses, it's in my blood. That's just the foundation of who I am. I attended Pensacola Christian College, and which was a long way from Spokane. It was the first time I'd ever been east of the Mississippi, first time I'd ever experienced humidity. But I graduated from PCC, and then later on, after a few years, I went back to the University of Washington and earned my executive MBA.
Yeah, you're not the first kid to grow up in a small town and decide they're going to move a long ways from home.
Right. You want to try it out, right? You think you want to go explore. But boy, I've come to value growing up in a small town, working alongside my brother and my parents in a family-owned and operated business, and just understanding firsthand what that means. I'm grateful for the opportunities that I've been given. I was the first in my family to go to college, graduate from college. That was my parents' dream for me because they wanted me to have an opportunity for a better life. Mm-hmm. You know, and for me, it meant saving my money for as long as I could remember. I was saving my money so I could go to college one day. I mean, that was just our goal as a family. That was my parents' dream for me, and they sacrificed to make that possible. I had 4-H animals as a kid and took them to the fair and showed them and sold them, and all that money went into my college account because that was just the dream that my parents had for me, and I'm grateful that they wanted me to have that opportunity for a better life.
Well, when you did go to Florida for college, besides humidity, is there some other lesson that you learned from there that helped you reflect on life back here?
Boy, I remember when I got off the plane, it was very different. It was flat, it was humid, there's big bugs in Florida. At one point, and for some strange reason, they turn the air conditioner on like really high, so it's freezing cold inside, and then it's really hot outside, right?
Yeah.
And a little different than how we do it, and my mom sent me some pears one fall, and she wrapped them in a blanket to send them to me, and by the time they got to me, they were all rotten. You know, but I just learned, I learned to appreciate where I was from.
So besides the travel to Florida, is there some other interesting travel or volunteer experiences you've had that have helped shape your point of view?
Yes. My dad was always very active in the community. He was president of the Kettle Falls Chamber of Commerce. He was involved in the Farm Bureau. And I remember helping with the chamber, helping with the fun run, helping organize the Kettle Falls Town and Country Days fun run. And my dad was always, he always instilled in me that responsibility of being a community member, you know, rather than telling someone else maybe that they should be doing it, mm-hmm. you know, that If we think the garbage needs to be picked up on the road, then okay, we're out there with our garbage bags picking up the garbage, right? It was just that sense that if you think something needs to be done, then step up and do it. You know, flowers need to be planted along the roadway, or you know, just that sense that each one of us as a contributor really makes a difference. And then I'm also grateful that I've had the chance to travel. My brother in particular, my younger brother, Jeff, had a travel bug. I mean, he just wanted to go see the world, and I benefited from that. And out of college, we backpacked through Europe with another friend, and we went on trips, budget tours, but, you know, it was good. We were just going and exploring with friends, and I kind of thought, well, I need to do more studying before I travel, and I found that just going and experiencing and meeting people, it's extraordinary. I think we've been to 25 different countries together, mm-hmm. and then certainly as a member of Congress, I've also been able to travel and be able to see different parts of the world, learn about different governments. Makes me appreciate America more than ever.
You know, you told a story once at a meeting at this Spokane Tribal community building, and about some early childhood schooling when your family lived in Canada,
yes.
And you had some familiarity with the traditions of the First Nations,
yes.
tribes there. It's just,
it's true.
Could you comment a little bit on that?
Sure.
On what you learned from that?
Sure. Well, when I was very young, actually when I was in kindergarten, my family, we moved to northern British Columbia, and my mom and dad thought they wanted to go live off the land, and we went and bought 360 acres of trees and built a log house. It was a great experience, but it was in northern British Columbia where the white man was very much the minority, and I was in public school, so probably first through sixth grade, always in the minority, but really learned to, you know, the Indian traditions were very strong, the First Nation traditions mm-hmm. in British Columbia, so got to participate in a lot of the Indian art and Indian traditions, the powwows, and just learning their history and their culture.
So that's an interesting piece of travel that I hadn't heard you speak about before that came up this, mm-hmm. this past year. Well, go to the last closing questions here. One is mm-hmm. to describe the responsibilities of the mm-hmm. office of serving in Congress in the House of Representatives. So how would you explain that to new voters who perhaps haven't been involved before?
Mm-hmm. Well, to serve, I serve as representative, one of 10 members in the House from Washington State, and we're 10 out of 435 mm-hmm. in the United States House of Representatives. The district is 10 counties here in eastern Washington. I border Idaho, and I represent 700,000 people that live here in eastern Washington. So the responsibilities really focus, I explain it as, I mean, the fundamental responsibility is to vote. Mm-hmm. That's your fundamental responsibility is to vote on the laws that are going to be before Congress, before the country, in the House of Representatives. So that's your fundamental responsibility. And in voting, it's important that you are listening, that you are learning, what's on people's minds, what their priorities are, what their needs are, and then leading. And that's where it is, you know, there's thousands of bills, ideas that people have, mm-hmm. new laws, changing laws, that we vote on every year. And so it is the responsibility around being as educated and informed as possible and making votes that are going to improve our lives here in eastern Washington.
Okay, well then the final question is the 60-second top reasons to vote for Kathy McMorris Rogers for 5th Congressional District Representative.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think part of it is who I am, that I I have deep roots in Eastern Washington. I really believe in the values of the people of Eastern Washington and our way of life. And the other part is that I have a proven record of getting results, of being someone who works hard and listens and then leads, and have led on a whole host of bills, on policy that makes a difference here. Whether it is protecting our dams and hydropower, whether it is on forestry policy, better forest management, helping individuals with disabilities, the ABLE Act. But I am somebody who digs in, does my work, and delivers results so that we're improving our opportunities here.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming into the studio today, Kathy, and I'm glad we could connect this week.
Good to be with you, Sulani.
90 million Christians are eligible to vote.
40 million didn't.
That's 45% of eligible Christians not voting.
We can change that.
We Believe We Vote was designed to arm people of faith with information on candidates
and how they line up with biblical and constitutional principles.
It's simply WeBelieveWeVote.com.
We're on a mission to rev up the 2020 election.
Tell your friends, your neighbors, and especially your pastors to rev up.
Be an educated voter.
Arm yourself with truth based on the Word of God.
2020, rev up.
Register, educate, vote.
Rev up.
Rev up.
Rev up 2020.